It is, Luke, but sensationally last evening, the FAI released the first division fixtures, including Limerick FC, and Limerick are provisionally down to play UCD at home on the opening weekend of this year's First Division Shield. Now, it's been called a First Division Shield because there's just going to be two rounds of games and a playoff structure, all provisional and subject to licence approval. So the FAI are certainly not ruling out Limerick FC being involved. They've just simply called them Limerick on the fixture list. So again, that probably leaves a lot open for debate because it would suggest they're expecting maybe an amalgamation of the two with a name to be fully decided. But with Pat O'Sullivan extending the friendship arm to Limerick United, no real response as of yet. We know Pat met with the LDMC on Tuesday night regarding using Jackman Park as a venue for Limerick FC. So he certainly is putting in the work. And to be fair, he knows exactly the criteria that will be needed to guarantee a license for the season. He's been through the process many times before, but there's just so much confusion with regards to who will own the club, who will run the club, who's investing in the club. And then, of course, you have the second problem, which is Limerick United and whether the two can amalgamate, whether they'll operate separately, one at underage and women's level, while Limerick FC would operate at senior men's level. Really so much up for discussion, but it's a huge statement by the FAI revealing the First Division fixture list, or the First Division Shield it'll be called, and including Limerick, because if they come back out of it, it causes major upset amongst teams who now look at the fixture list and plan ahead. But if they are included, the people of Limerick will be going, how are we going to muster up a team between now and the 22nd of February?
Mike, just looking at both entities as separate at the moment, is there a case here that Limerick FC need Limerick United more than they need each other, or vice versa, with Limerick United with the structures in place, obviously, with the academies, the coaches, Limerick FC with the opportunity to get a licence this season? Who needs who more here, or is that a fair argument to look at?
The people of Limerick need one stable senior soccer team. They don't need two teams with differing views or viewpoints on how we go forward. Everybody agrees that it should be a joined up thinking effort, and to have two teams, Luke, would be a waste of resources. You'll probably never get the best match of the full list of skills that are available both on and off the pitch. And of course, they might even be taking players off each other to vest their own interests. So one team with lots of stability, with all the resources piled in behind it, with the best of coaches and the best of players, is the only way that will serve the city and county best. You've got to look at it from both their point of views. Pat O'Sullivan is doing nothing wrong by engaging with the FAI in trying to obtain a licence. He's worked very hard for, you know, 7-8 years now putting this project together. So it's very easy to see why it's hard for him to walk away. Limerick United, on the other hand, are fresh. They're encouraging transparency and complete openness with how they go about their business. And trying to marry the two together doesn't look like a viable option at the moment, but you'd have to think the pressure will come from the likes of Niall Quinn and the new FAI board. Big EGM on later today, where of course Donal Conway has already indicated he'll be stepping down, and we'll have Martin Herrehy and Jerry McEnany competing for the president of the FAI. So there'll be no media at that today. There will be media allowed questions after the event, but so much will be decided over the course of this weekend. And like I say, regardless of both situations with Limerick United and Limerick FC, if they do manage to get a licence, between now and Saturday 22nd of February, if Limerick are to have a team in the senior division of League of Ireland football, with all the players now more or less dispersed among senior and junior soccer across the country, the latest Shane Tracy, Tashling and Anacoli and Colin Walsh O'Loughlin to Pike Rovers, it would be an absolute miracle to get a competitive team on the pitch in 4 weeks' time.
And Mike, just going to go back on something that was stated during the week, because obviously Pat O'Sullivan looking to move forward and get Limerick FC or whatever amalgamation it would be back on the pitch and hopefully playing senior soccer this season. He did come out, and I'm paraphrasing a bit, with a statement during the week that he thinks that Limerick FC have maybe had a bit of a tough ride over the past couple of years, calling it a coordinated effort to destabilise the club. Your thoughts when you saw that?
Look, I'm not too sure. I mean, certain people will tell you that Pat shot himself in the foot over the years with the amount of money and investment he put in. You know, a lot of money was spent on getting to the Premier Division with very, very good squads that came up short. And then decisions around, you know, paying for rent in stadiums and bringing in really high quality players that we never really got the full value or value of, because a lot of them were coming to the end of their career. But the other side of it looks at Pat and what he's put into Limerick, and that's a huge investment, a personal investment. He's backed his businesses behind it, and it's very hard to walk away from something when you put so much effort in. And he believes he had done a lot of work in recent months and weeks to convince the Examiner and convince the courts that it is still viable for senior soccer. He has a love affair with the club. He wants to continue on. And the only way I think he can continue on is if he does, of course, amalgamate with Limerick United, and everybody across the city and county from grassroots up are all driving in the same direction, and there's joined up thinking and there's a clear direction. And to be fair, I think he said all the right things in the last week, extending the arm of friendship to Con Murray and saying, you know, even the chairmanship of the new club would be up for discussion. So he's closed off on nothing. He is saying all the right things, and it would only be over a course of time we would determine how sincere everybody is about going forward. So I'm not too sure. There has been a huge movement to be disingenuous towards the efforts of Limerick, but I think people vote, Luke, with their feet and with their hands, and the crowds that have been going to Limerick games in recent years have steadily dwindled right down to the real core support by the end of last season. So that will tell you what the people were doing. They weren't in support of what was going on at that moment in time. But there is an appetite for senior soccer. They just don't need a big cloudy mess like what's going on at the moment. Whether that has all been planned or predetermined by people, you know, to really blacken Limerick FC over the last month or year, or as Pat says, over a period of time, I'm not so sure. But one thing is for sure, people want a properly run football club to be able to support, take their kids to a family-friendly stadium, enjoy a match occasion, and that's what people really want here.
Yeah, you mentioned Niall Quinn, obviously, and the new FAI board as well. Quinn obviously coming in as interim deputy CEO at the FAI. You look at this situation at Limerick FC, obviously there's been numerous past situations in the League of Ireland, and Niall Quinn is more or less tasked with trying to either turn around the League of Ireland, revamp it, but he's definitely going to delve into League of Ireland matters. Definitely has his work cut out for him, and obviously this is ongoing at the moment as he steps in the door.
Yeah, it's a huge task for Niall Quinn. It's a huge task for the new board. I mean, Niall and the two new supremos at the FAI were, of course, I suppose, dismissed as the visionary group just over a year ago, Luke. So suddenly they find themselves spearheading the future of Irish football. What I've been disappointed in is that they've clearly come out and said they don't know how long they'll be able to stay involved for. It could be short term. And right now, Ireland and soccer in Ireland needs stability. We don't have that stability. We don't have direction. We don't have a vision. But we certainly need somebody to look after the problem child, which is the Airtricity League. Dundalk have been flying the flag. Cork did it brilliantly for a couple of years. It remains to be seen how sustainable Dundalk's model is. Cork, look at them at the moment. They've had budget cut after budget cut, and they'll go back to a fairly grassroots level team this season under Neil Finn. So I think Niall Quinn has huge work to do. There's money to be made from TV revenue and so on that probably hasn't been maximised over the last decade or so. You ask anybody who goes to the Airtricity League on a night where you get a good occasion, and they'll tell you it's a fantastic experience. So somehow he's got to get the love of the people back for the love of the game in Ireland. They're certainly good enough players. We see players year after year leaving these shores, going over, and suddenly they make it big on the Premiership stage, and people go, wow, where did they come from? And everybody's able to say it, the Airtricity League. So there is talent here. We have to nurture that talent, try and keep a lot of it at home to make our league more interesting and certainly more competitive. So I think for Niall Quinn, he'll have certainly time on his side, because the Irish fans will remember him as the guy who put the ball in the Dutch net and held the Irish scoring record for a while. And, you know, he's the likeable Niall Quinn, I suppose. Roy Keane referred to him as Mother Teresa at one stage because of his innocence and because he doesn't really get involved in any rows. But I think he'll have to get involved in plenty of rows to sort out the mess that is the FAI at the moment. Time he'll be given, but he will not be judged, Luke, on anything but his outcomes for the FAI. He won't be judged because he was a famous Irish striker. He'll be judged now on the tough decisions he has to make, and will it be for the better of Irish soccer? Many people are 50-50 on whether he will or he won't, but for me, if he's given time, he has to ensure that he gives the commitment to give that time, maybe 2, 3, even 5 years, to working strategically with the FAI. Certainly 6 to 12 months isn't enough to sort out the mess.
Yeah, we'll have to keep an eye on that over the coming months and see how long Niall Quinn will stay in charge for and if he does affect any change with the FAI. Mike, just on a local point of view, plenty of Munster Junior Cup action down for decision and more on the local front this weekend. Very busy.
It certainly is, Luke, and I suppose most teams looking to join Regional United in the last 16 of that Munster Junior Cup. It all starts tonight with Aisling Anacaldy hosting Killarney Athletic. Aisling, boosted by the news that Shane Tracy put pen to paper this week, are up against the Killarney Athletic side that won the Kerry section in a final against Tralee Dynamos a couple of weeks ago at Mount Hawk Park. That game is on at 7 o'clock in Anacaldy tonight, while in the Munster Youth Cup this afternoon, Charleville, they're on the road to St Mary's in Cork with a 1 o'clock start. Then, of course, tomorrow, both Desmond League sides and District League sides are all in action in the Munster Junior. Fairview Rangers having a fantastic season. They're at home to Clonmel Town at the Fair Green. Regional United B, they really enjoy this competition. They got to play St Michael's a couple of years ago and gave them a mighty scare in the quarter final. Well, they'll be trying to join their A team in the last 16. They're at home to Macroom with a 2 o'clock start. Pike Rovers with Colin Walsh O'Loughlin now in their squad. They'll be at home to Pearse Celtic with a 2 o'clock start at the Pike Rovers Sports Ground. And Geraldines, who are in action at home as well at the Gary Owen Green, they'll face Killavally United on a weekend, a sad weekend, I suppose, for the club, Luke, with the very famous Papa Ryan being laid to rest. And he's synonymous with Geraldines and other clubs around, including Pike Rovers. And we send our deepest sympathies to the Ryan family on this Saturday morning. Elsewhere in that Munster Junior Cup fourth round tomorrow, Abbey Field are up against Carrigaline. That game is timed for 2 o'clock. Again, the Limerick side favoured with home advantage there. And one side on the road tomorrow are Glyn Rovers. They always enjoy cup competitions, do Glyn, and they'll fancy their chances against Doolan's Cow of the Cork Business and Shipping League. Doolan's Cow, it must be said, though, have had a good run in the FAI, just beaten in the last round. So they'll have a certain amount of pedigree and home advantage in Mayfield tomorrow afternoon. In the Munster Youth Cup tomorrow, you've got Cardhaven Celtic against Bridge United. That's got a 2 o'clock start. In the Lawson, it's Charleville against Tyde. While back in the Desmond League in the Premier Division, Carrick Celtic face Newcastle West Town tomorrow at 11:30. While at the same time, Granny United are up against Kilcornan. And Rathkeel, who bounced back to form last week with a victory over Carrick Celtic, they're at home against Broadford in the game of the day in the Desmond Premier tomorrow. That one, Luke, kicks off 30 minutes earlier at 11 o'clock in Rathkeel.